This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Grand Canyon just got grander. President Biden has announced a new national monument comprising nearly 1 million acres near the famed landmark, the Grand Canyon, that will protect sacred indigenous land from uranium mining. The site is named with both an indigenous name and an English name, the ancestral footprints of the Grand Canyon National Monument. The name was taken from the Havasupai and Hopi languages. Both tribes have roots in the area, but only the Havasupai still live inside the Grand Canyon. Members have expressed concerns over uranium mining affecting their water source and threatening various sacred sites, including burial grounds. That's all we have left now as Native Americans, our historical sites and sacred places, Carletta Talusi, a former Havasupai council member, said. Secretary of the Interior Deb Holland, who is Native American of the Laguna Pueblo tribe, visited the site in May, calling it one of the most meaningful trips of my life. These special places are not a pass-through on the way to the Grand Canyon, she said. They are sacred and significant unto their own right. A health clinic in a Montana town plagued by deadly asbestos contamination has filed for bankruptcy protection after a judge ordered it to pay the government almost $6 million in penalties and damages for submitting false medical claims. Clinic director Tracy McNew said the federal bankruptcy filing submitted on Tuesday will allow the Center for Asbestos-Related Disease Clinic in the small town of Libby, Montana, to continue operating while it appeals the court's judgment. In June, a 7-person jury found the clinic guilty of submitting 337 false claims that made patients eligible for Medicare and other benefits for which they were not eligible. The federally funded clinic has been at the forefront of the medical response to deadly pollution from mining near Libby that left the town and the surrounding area contaminated with toxic asbestos dust. The $6 million judgment against the clinic came in a federal case filed by Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway under the False Claims Act, which allows private parties to sue on the government's behalf. The clinic has denied any intentional wrongdoing, and its attorneys have appealed the jury's verdict to the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The railroad is itself a defendant in hundreds of asbestos-related lawsuits. In the lawsuit that the railroad brought against the clinic, the suit alleges that the health center submitted claims on behalf of patients without sufficient confirmation that they had asbestos-related disease. U.S. District Court Judge Dana Christensen awarded the railroad 25% of the total proceeds in the false claims case, as allowed under the False Claims Act. There have been no criminal charges brought against the clinic. The Libby area was declared a Superfund site 2 decades ago when mine workers and their families were getting sick and dying due to hazardous asbestos dust. Health officials have said at least 400 people have been killed and thousands sickened from asbestos exposure in the Libby area. The clinic has certified more than 3,400 people with asbestos-related diseases and has received more than $20 million in federal funding. Exposures to even a minuscule amount of asbestos can cause lung problems, according to scientists. Symptoms can take decades to develop. Asbestos-related diseases can range from a thickening of a person's lung cavity that can hamper breathing and restrict oxygen to the pulmonary and circulatory system to terminal illnesses and deadly cancers. A Montana couple living in the little town of Wise River, Montana, Eddie Liu and Dean Stanchfield, have been presented with the 50-year Length of Service Award and Family Heritage Award from the National Weather Service. The Stanchfields take daily weather observations for the NWS's official climate network of 8,500 sites across the country. Daily weather observations include high and low temperatures, 24-hour precipitation, snowfall, and snow depth. The Stanchfields weather site was established in 1951 and has continuously recorded weather stats for 72 years. Of those 72 years, the Stanchfields have been at it for 50. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.